It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
We're moving on now to our daily focus for today, and our daily focus is brought to us by Pastor Chiwanda, who is coming through to give us some perspective, some insights on leadership and mentorship. Pastor Chiwanda, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
I am well, thank you very much, Pastor. I just need a bit of rest. I'm going to rush off to take a bit of some rest as soon as I'm done here. But other than that, I'm okay, Pastor. You well?
Yeah, I'm quite well.
Lovely, lovely. Let's jump right in, Pastor. We're talking leadership.
No complaint.
Indeed, I'm happy, Mfundis. So today we're talking leadership and mentorship. Why is mentorship important in the context of the church? And how does it contribute to the spiritual growth of individuals, Mfundis?
Mentorship is very important because of the example of Jesus Christ. The example of Jesus Christ, he said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. In other words, he was saying, I'll make you what I am. I came all the way from heaven to be a fisher of human beings. I want you to be like me. Yeah. Follow me. And then Paul also says, follow me as I follow Christ. First Corinthians 11, verse 1. So right. Mentorship is very important because people need somebody to role model them, somebody to watch, and somebody to emulate, and somebody to admire, somebody who can be seen to be a guide, somebody who is a support to them, somebody who is going to support them, somebody who is going to give them counsel and also train them and show them the way, and be able to correct them here and there, and also be able to launch them out to be what they're supposed to be.
I don't know if there's... Yeah, okay. Let's move on. What qualities and characteristics make a good mentor in a church setting, Mfundis?
I was looking at that some minutes ago, thinking that a person who is going to be a mentor in a church setting must be faithful. A man of faith, a man who believes in Jesus Christ, or a woman who believes in Jesus Christ, a young man who believes in Jesus Christ. That's very important because it's a spiritual mentorship. It's a spiritual mentorship. So there must be a true disciple of the Lord, people who are obedient to the will of God, people who will not indulge into habitual delinquencies or immoralities, people who be seen to be giving the right example of what a Christian should be. Those should be the mentors. People who cannot be questioned or doubted, or who cannot be thought to be not quite fit. You see, they must prove that they are good examples of what a Christian should be. There must be a true disciple of Christ.
Right,
that's
right.
Very important.
Okay.
Because if a mentee is watching the mentor, and the mentee sees that my mentor seems to be weak in these areas, then the mentee may either distrust the mentor or follow his weaknesses.
Okay. So how can mentorship programs be structured to effectively support the diverse needs of mentees within the church?
I was just thinking that maybe if they can be structured in forms of in small groups, they should be territorial, so that they live close to each other. The mentee should not be far away from the mentor. They should be from within the same territory. So the territorial aspect should be considered. And they should also be members of certain small groups where they can be meeting as frequently as structured to meet. And then they must also be friendship-based,
right,
so that the mentor and the mentee are sort of friends. At a certain level, they must be friends,
okay,
must be able to be free with each other, so that there is a loose but also tight kind of relationship between
right.
them, where the mentee can easily approach the mentor and the mentor can easily approach the mentee. It must be that kind of flexible kind of relationship, but based on some degree of friendship between the mentor and the mentee.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what role does mentorship play in equipping individuals? And that was the curiosity that I had, Mfundisi, that how can churches identify then, since you've given us those roles, how can churches identify and recruit potential mentors from within their congregation?
Yes, I think in terms of recruitment, there must be a deliberate intention to identify those that are qualified, and also there must be a deliberate intention to qualify, because you can't just be talking about looking for to recruit as if it's on a job market. This is in a church city. You are looking at your mentees. You are looking at your mentors. They are together in a church setting, so there should be some programs, some ways of training them, providing them with Bible studies, role modeling, in team projects, to engage in team projects, which brings them together, doing something together, relating and discussing issues, and also some degree of togetherness that binds them together, so that if they are in small groups, in age groups, in study groups,
right,
and so on, then it will be able to observe the characteristics. We'll be able to also observe the maturity, the growth, the spiritual maturity, and also be able to observe the giftedness. You know, the mentees and the mentors should also be in a position of discovering their spiritual gifts and even talents.
Yeah.
How God has talented them, and be able to admire, and maybe be able even to highlight, to say, I am observing that you have this gift. Do you recognize this gift that you have it? And the mentee can say, maybe I didn't know I had that gift. They can study through that gift in the in the Word of God, and they can watch each other as they play as the gift plays out in their interactions,
right,
and in their
right,
projects.
Right.
So it's a question of togetherness, training, engaging in Bible studies, and also in activities such as witnessing for Christ, in the going together to socials, where they just want to be happy and rejoice, and they can bond like that, so that through that they can begin to pick those who can be mentored specifically for certain aspects of leadership.
So what are some practical strategies for fostering meaningful mentor-mentee relationships in the church?
Yeah, I am thinking of family interactions. You see, if we are families in the church and we live in the same community, it would be better for us to interact as families. Maybe organize some kind of groupings in those territories, and be engaging in gatherings and interactions, so that we can identify and be able also to be close to one another. Then assignments to certain duties can also be another strategy, giving people tasks to do for the church, and as they are doing under the leadership of more mature Christians, that can be easily facilitate a way of identifying the gifts that are lying latent in the church there.
Right.
But because they are now interacting while they are doing activities, projects that put them together and watch each other doing or hear, listen to each other performing or presenting. And then the thing which I mentioned last time, spiritual gifts discovering sessions where you teach them what the spiritual gifts in the Bible are and whether you have them or not. There are ways of finding out those things. And then teaching the Bible, Bible studies, Bible prophecies, and so on. In the other small units in terms of gatherings and engaging in charitable volunteering, going out to volunteer to do things, to give, and so on. So as they do that, as they engage, that's when those strategies can assist in fostering meaningful mentor-mentee relationships in the church.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So we have one more installment tomorrow, same time, same place. Looking forward to hear your answers for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That's how we end our segment, which is our daily focus for today.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.